Burns says he knows he's running for a nonpartisan office and says he would treat it that way. But he has a history of supporting Democrats and is active in the Liberal American Constitution Society. Burns says he felt compelled to run after the election of President Donald Trump when he says he worried American democracy might fail.
I tell you that November 9th was a night of great despondency for me.
Burns says he also has serious issues with Justice Gableman's decisions that upheld Wisconsin's Act 10 collective bargaining law and shut down a John Doe investigation into Governor Scott Walker's campaign. The state Republican Party issued a statement calling Burns an extreme liberal with a lack of judicial experience. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.